When the frog-like thing heard Ivan speak, he immediately fiddled with an odd-looking box dangling from a chain around his neck. And he spoke in English.
"Sorry about that, my friends," he said. "I asked to wait until my guests speak before I can adjust to their language."
"Who are you?"
said Dolan.
"And why do you live in this hole in the ground? And why have we landed in this safety net? And what are all those strange-looking galleries down there? And why can't I breathe the air? And what are those twittering noises coming from the bushes down there? And why..."
"One moment, my little one," said the frog, "and I'll explain."
Back on the surface of Miranda, things were happening. Jimbird Flyflower had recovered from his burst of hilarity at seeing Father Out almost succumb to the thin methane atmosphere of the moon, and he and Crispin Lob Mincing were now deep in conversation, clad in their silver spacesuits, midway between the two rockets, which stood about 50 metres apart.
"But you've got to take it back,"
Lob Mincing was saying.
"There's more chance of me growing another leg back."
"But I signed for that rocket, and I'm the one as is liable,"
Lob Mincing protested.
"Then just don't go back,"
said Jimbird, with direct simplicity. Lob Mincing could hardly believe his ears.